So let's begin with where we ended off when I was on the air last week. You all know where we're at today. Voter fraud, voter fraud, voter fraud, or not.
It's only day six. It takes time to develop a lawsuit. I listen to these former federal prosecutors and the others. What are they, knuckleheads?
If there was ever a day, if there was ever a time for devout, exclusive listening to the EIB network, then today it is.
And I treated some religious statements to try to bring people together. My listeners only. I don't care about anyone else.
And then these idiot reporters and hosts. I don't see any widespread fraud here. I really don't see any widespread fraud here. And then we're supposed to pretend the Democrats really want you to count when they don't. It's appalling.
This is what conservative, extreme right-wing talk radio hosts in the United States sound like on their first day back on the air after Joe Biden claims victory over Donald Trump. Michael Savage, Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh. These are little snippets from their radio shows on Monday, November 9th. What these hosts say on the radio has influence. They're some of Trump's most powerful tools right now. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 5, Episode 3. As with radio in general, other forms of mass media have a bias against talk radio. It's rarely given coverage in the news, rarely analyzed in the Sunday papers, or scrutinized on the weekly media discussion shows. But I have talked about these guys before, including in Season 4, Episodes 2 and 4. Limbaugh, Levin, and Savage are on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. They're in all the big cities and on stations that boom out across the countryside. Each of them gave major airtime to Donald Trump in the weeks leading up to the election. Just days after his recovery from COVID-19, Trump appeared on every one of their shows, and they let him say what he wanted to say. Limbaugh gave Trump about 2 hours of airtime, praising him all the way. So in the opening minutes of his show, November 9th, 2 days after the vote count seems to show Trump has lost, Limbaugh is saying it's too soon.
So there's Joe Biden, who thinks he's been elected president, and he hasn't been yet. He has not been elected president. There hasn't been a certified vote yet. Media networks do not proclaim, well, they can proclaim, but they do not determine who presidents are, and he is not president yet. But he's acting like it. Man, was this guy sad. Man, is this guy just apocalyptic and down in the dumps.
Limbaugh owes Trump, and Trump owes Limbaugh. Limbaugh helped propel him in 2016. And you will surely recall, during the State of the Union address in February of 2020, Trump presenting Limbaugh with the Medal of Freedom during the address. Limbaugh's show is on more than 600 radio stations 5 days a week. Mark Levin is on more than 400 radio stations 5 days a week on some of the same stations as Limbaugh later in the day. He gave Trump free time on his COVID victory tour, too. Levin sounds reasonable, starting to make his argument here, but then goes off into claims that have already been disproven by public authorities.
Not a single state has certified any electors yet, not one. We have states out there where the difference between the candidates is far less than 10%. We have one state where the difference is slightly over 10,000 votes. I believe that's Wisconsin. Another state similar to that, I believe that's Georgia, where there's canvassing going on and where the president of the United States either automatically or by request has a right to a recall. And it seems to me the media don't want him to do it. They're saying it's over, it's over. No canvassing, no recall votes. Now, he's got lawyers out there who are looking into these situations in each state. They're tracking down individuals who are claiming that things happened to them. And it's extremely difficult. When the Democrat machines in Philadelphia, when the Democrat machines in Detroit, when the Democrat machines in Atlanta and elsewhere don't allow Republicans access to the counting.
It's Levin you hear early in this show mocking reporters he calls idiots. He likes to call people names and shout when he gets worked up. It's for impact on his listeners. And then there's Michael Savage, who called for unity, but only among his own listeners because he doesn't care about anyone else. Savage seems to see himself as the intellectual in talk radio. He's the PhD on the air. He likes to invoke his religion, as you've heard. But he also has a habit of using unforgiving language to demonize people on the political left.
And after I tweeted about Isaac and Ishmael coming together, it was interesting. For the first time in my entire career, I had Muslims tweeting me saying, "Bless you, Savage." And I said, "Abraham is the universal father of all of those who follow monotheistic religions, Jews, Christians, Muslims. Abraham is the father. And I'm trying to bring people together." That does not mean that I may not disagree with the crooks, thieves, and vermin on the other side from time to time. I will disagree. So then I said, why would Biden push the big lie of climate change in his very first victory speech? The first thing he said out of his mouth, out of his lying mouth, after selling us on unity, the first thing the liar did was push this left-wing scam. First thing, climate change. So get ready for a very rough ride from this Pelosi team of installed puppets.
Savage is retiring from his show at the end of this year. Between now and then, Savage, Limbaugh, Levin will be some of the loudest voices in support of Trump and his efforts to stay in office. They won't get a lot of coverage by other media, obsessed with moving images on little screens with smaller audiences. But these guys are among the talk radio hosts who talk directly and daily for hours on end to the people most likely to support Trump, no matter what he does. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.